This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you for being with us. It's that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. As always, say your one-stop shop for your all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. And Mr. Rogers joins us once again in studio. Kurt Rogers, how are you?
In my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. Dude, you should need to wear a sweater when you come in to give me that Mr. Rogers.
I was thinking about doing that.
Did you ever watch? I mean, I don't even know what year he came.
Yes.
I had kids.
I watched
it. I never saw that show.
Not even close to my personality.
Yeah.
I guess he was a Marine.
He was. He was in the service for sure. I think it was the Marines.
Oh, quiet kind of guy. Yeah. We do have to mention that we have had a beautiful weather lately. It should be April and May, but it's in the wrong months. We do need some snow.
Yep, absolutely.
We need it badly.
For sure, we do. We need some moisture. Look at the KLZ towers here, and it's pretty brown out there, so we need some moisture for sure. Hey, thanks for being with us. If this is your first time to join us, we're here every week at this time with Kurt and all things mortgages, and Kurt's been our exclusive mortgage lender since we started Haystack in 2009. So we've had a great relationship for a long time. Today we're going to be talking about a subject we haven't really spent a lot of time on as of late, and that's reverse mortgages. We've got a special guest we'll introduce here in just a second. But Kurt, a little weekly update here. What's happening?
A lot of things have started to move in the direction many homeowners that want to be homeowners or folks that own a home. We're starting to see, for example, the inflation report just came out last week, and we're at 2% year over year, which is where they wanted to get it. The Feds have been working on getting that. But in conjunction with that, we're getting the unemployment rate. And unemployment numbers right now, they're saying are 4.3 to 4.5, which is a doable. We don't want them to get too much higher. The only issue with the employment report, which comes out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, what they traditionally did, last month they said there was like 120,000 people hired. Well, when they come out with numbers, normally 45 to 60 days later, that number decreases by 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So what that is telling the stock market and how that's going to affect rates is you're going to see as those numbers clear out and inflation go up a little bit, the Feds are going to lower rates. We're going to continue to see them. Now, do I think they'll go below 5.5 this year? No, but they're going to continue to come down. They're at 6 or less. So it's something to start thinking if you want to refinance or if you want to buy. Now might be the time to start prepping yourself.
Right. Once again, it's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. When you call, let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that as well. Well, a special guest, and Mike Genova has been with us in the past, but it's been a while. And Kurt, we were kind of talking before we came on air today. You guys been together. You guys been partners a long time.
2009. Basically, the same time I started with you. Mike started with the company. We've known each other for 16 years. Mike's a very straightforward man that has great integrity. And one of the things that Michael does that I try to do a lot of different loans. Michael's kind of specializes in one, and he does reverse mortgages. He owns one. He understands them very well. And I think it's time with what's happening that everybody learn a little bit more about the misconceptions that everybody puts you out there about a reverse mortgage. So thanks for coming to the show, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, welcome.
Well, Scott, Kurt, thank you very much for the invitation and being here and all the kind words. I really do appreciate it.
So let's talk about reverse mortgages. Kurt said through the years there's been so many misconceptions about it, and we did shows in the past about all those misconceptions, trying to let people understand about them. But tell us about some of the people that may be calling you now about reverse mortgage and maybe some of their scenarios of why they're looking into a reverse mortgage.
Well, Scott, I have found in the past and even recently that people have the same questions. They want to learn about reverse mortgages, but they're hesitant because they know that they're going to be using the equity that they have in their home. Mm-hmm. And that makes them pause. And I think the reason they pause is because they feel that that equity is very, very important to them, and that equity is something they see as a legacy and they want to leave to their family.
Right.
But along with that, as you mentioned, there's many, many, many misconceptions, misleading information that really adds to the confusion. So one of the things we try to do is help them get through that uncertainty and find a way to make a decision.
Right. And, you know, hey, all parents want to do things for their kids, but I wish more kids would say, Mom, Dad, that's your money. You know what? You don't owe me anything. Is it nice when parents leave something? Sure. You know?
Yes.
But, folks, parents out there, you don't owe them anything. They got plenty of time to make their money and do their thing. Do what's best for you and what gives you some security, right?
Very much so. Very much so. And I have found that both sides of the aisle, I think that some of the children are, Mom and Dad, you've given us so much. It's not a problem with us. Please use the equity to improve the quality of your life. And I've seen something not so generous.
Yep.
I've seen both sides.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's talk about some of the misleading information you're referring to.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I run across quite often is that people believe that by starting a reverse mortgage, that the potential of losing their home to the bank. And this is not the case. There's documents that they'll be signed at closing that speaks to that. You have some responsibility, and that is you have to maintain your home. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay your homeowner's insurance. And if you have an HOA, you have to pay those dues. And those are things that you're doing already. You just have to continue doing those things with a reverse mortgage. So, Scott, there's no way you can lose your home to the bank if you're doing those things.
Right. And then, you know, you're estate, and you know, we do some shows on estate planning as well, but hopefully you have that in place. But your estate then kind of handles over. So if you've taken $200,000 or $300,000 out of the house and it's a $800,000 home, your family can still get that home back, so to speak, right?
Correct, correct. You're close to a very important point, I think, that people need to understand is this is a non-recourse mortgage. There's no obligation for your estate or your family in the event that you need to move, leave the home, or sell the home. But at that time, your family has first pick, if they so choose, to buy the home. And they can buy it at 95% of the appraised value.
Okay. All right.
Or they can sell the home.
Right. And then another myth out there I think you mentioned is the cost of doing reverse mortgages are so high and it outweighs the benefit. We were, again, talking before we came on air here. Man, this isn't for everybody, and I think you would be the first to say that. This loan isn't for everybody. But, man, it can give some peace of mind. And you know what? That's hard to put a dollar figure on.
For sure.
Is peace of mind.
For sure. I think as we age, we learn that. You work very hard, and peace of mind is something that you realize is very important. And this is a tool that's available. And one of the things we try to do, Kurt and I both, is we don't try to sell you this program. You mentioned this is not right for everybody. We want to educate you so that you can make an informed decision. This is your decision. But there's so many misleading things that interfere with your ability to make that decision, and that's what we're here to do, to try to help clarify some of those misconceptions.
Hmm. When we talk about the cost of a reverse mortgage, it's when you put the numbers together, you look at the cost and the benefit that comes out of it versus a normal mortgage. The cost is actually less than a normal mortgage because of what it does for you, what it frees up for you.
Absolutely, Kurt. I think that what has happened is over the years, things have changed, as we all know. It used to be FHA was pretty much the only show in town, FHA, HECM loans. But what was nice about them is the low interest rate. What was not so nice is the upfront cost. There's mortgage insurance involved, et cetera. But as if rates increased, what the lenders were experiencing is there weren't any loans. It wasn't a good deal. People were not able to justify the cost. The benefit just wasn't there. So what the lenders did is they developed their own programs. And with their new programs, they're able to offer more money at closing and lower costs. And that's become very feasible and very practical for many people. So we look at all of those and try to determine, with your help, what might be best for your situation.
Yeah, many people believe that the high cost was tied to FHA, and that's the only way you could get a reverse. That's not the case now. And with rates moving, it's actually, again, the cost have come down quite a bit.
That for sure. I think that you spoke to it a minute ago. We can do these loans today, and the costs are pretty much the same as they would be if you were to buy a home.
Normal loan.
Yeah, it's a normal loan. And again, we can show you those numbers. We have to show you those numbers. Everything has to be up front. But that misconception about, oh, it's not worth it, the benefit just isn't there, they're so costly. Unfortunately, that was the case in certain circumstances, but it's no longer the case today. We look at all your options.
Right. And in most cases, this isn't like a desperate move for people, is it?
No. And I can speak to that because I remember a past client many years ago. This woman had a home that was valued about $800,000. She had no mortgage. But she also had a mountain home with her family, and there was a mortgage on that mountain home. So what she did is she did a reverse mortgage on her primary, used those proceeds to pay off the mortgage on the mountain home. She knew that her children weren't interested in her primary, but they were very interested in the mountain home.
I guess so.
So yeah. She used that reverse mortgage wisely, and at the end of the day, she had no mortgage, she had peace of mind, and her children still, if they so choose, upon her demise, they still had an option to purchase that home or to refinance it or do something with it, the primary.
Right.
And it became part of the estate, so they got the equity out of the home that she lives in, plus they now have the mountain property free and clear.
Exactly.
And there were no payments made by mom.
Right. And that was someone who didn't need a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
She was not desperate.
Right.
However, we do have mortgages, and that's what FHA is designed for, is those people who feel desperate. They may have a low FICO score. They may have low income. They may find themselves in a situation, as many people do, with the cost of living today, that they're stretched. So it is – desperate is too strong a word, but in need.
Sure.
People are in need, and we want them to understand it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people in that situation.
All right.
So we're here to help.
Yeah. You're listening to Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mike Genova. If you've got questions, give him a call. Mike would love to sit down, talk with you, look at your individual situation, see what's best for you. That number, 720-895-0500. We'll be right back. Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we are talking about reverse mortgages here, affordable interest mortgage. Mike Genova is our special expert guest today. If you've got questions, give us a call, 303-477-5600, and Mike can answer your question. All right, Mike, you mentioned a non-recourse loan, but some people might think, hey, what happens? The economy flips, you know, real estate gets upside down. What happens when you owe more than the property is worth?
The short answer to that is nothing.
Okay.
Nothing happens. Your family, your estate is not liable in any way, and that's what non-recourse means. That's what you purchase with a reverse mortgage as part of the coverage that you get. You can be upside down. Not likely in today's market, but we saw in 2008 that mm-hmm. could be the case.
Sure.
Not a concern. You can owe more than your property is worth, and upon your demise, there's no obligation or liability by your family or estate.
All right. Good deal. All right. Let's talk about timing a little bit in the process. To go through this, is it almost like you're buying a house, pretty much the process, or?
Yeah, I think it's time-wise, it's about the same. Okay. I tell people 45 days, but more often than not, it's 30.
Okay.
One of the things you have to do with a reverse mortgage that I really think is important is you have to go to counseling. And that's an opportunity for a third party who is not paid by the lender or paid by me or anybody. They work for you, and they're there to make sure you understand what your obligations are as a homeowner and what the reverse mortgage being a growing loan means to you. That's very important. And that's something that is required. And I've seen it work to everyone's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you an opportunity to ask questions from an expert who understands exactly what this reverse mortgage means to you.
And is that a phone call or a face-to-face meeting with someone?
We can do both.
Okay.
Phone call typically takes about a half hour to 45 minutes, depending on your questions. Or you can schedule something with an FHA counselor if that's the direction you choose to go.
And if somebody wants, I mean, kids always want to make sure their parents know what they're doing. You know?
Yeah.
So it's something, if somebody wants to go with a loved one that's going through this, that's acceptable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I encourage that. Now's the time to ask the questions and get answers.
Okay.
It's very prudent and very wise to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Then what information do you need from me, the homeowner, then?
I think the big thing that we're going to need, of course, is your identification. One of the things that people have a difficult time with is Social Security card. We need a Social Security card. Okay,
and then you mean we need a physical?
Physical Social Security card.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's part of your identification. And we ask you to draw up a budget where you show your income and you show your expenses, and it's in preparation for the counseling. That's the kind of thing they'll want to go through with you when you have that discussion. And pretty much that's it. If there's a mortgage involved, we need a mortgage statement. And that's another point. You don't need a mortgage. You could have your home paid for, and you can still – and that enhances your cash on the table, if you will.
Okay.
So we don't need a lot of information, identification, Social Security, and something about your income. Those are the primary things we need.
Right. And then you get whatever the money is. There's no spending policeman there to say, what are you going to be doing with this?
Absolutely.
It's nobody else's business, right?
That's right. And, you know, many times people see this opportunity to use the money to help grandchildren pursue their education or pay down debt or just travel while they still can. Things of that nature are what's important. Do the things you always wanted to do but never had the money to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's I think, the big thing to understand. And, oh, and important to mention, too, it's tax-free money. It's not like in a 401k or one of those where, oh, I didn't pay my taxes on it again. So this is tax-free money.
All right. Good deal. All right. Now, requirements. Let's walk through some ages. I think there's been some changes a little bit. So fill us in what the current requirements are.
Well, FHA had a minimum age of 62. As I mentioned earlier, there's been some changes. The lenders have recognized an opportunity here to help more people. So now we can do age 55. So you need to be age 55 or older. We can look at that. And you also need to complete your counseling. And
I think live in a home,
exactly. Thank you, Scott. Live in a home for a minimum of 6 months and 1 day per year.
Okay. You want that 1 day.
You need that.
Got to be that extra day.
That establishes it as your primary residence.
Gotcha.
So those are the things you need to do. But I think it's important to mention that 55 has opened up the door for many people. Second mortgage is another thing. Reverse second mortgage is another product that has become available,
mm-hmm.
Where you can back up your first low-interest mortgage and just get a second mortgage with no payments.
Right.
So that's a nice feature that is new, and that's, again, something that's happened because the lenders have found the money to be able to offer these programs.
Right. I remember years ago we had this question. I think it's a good one because there's a lot of scenarios today. I would assume most of the time a husband and wife are on the house together, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's say they're not. Let's say the husband or the wife, the house is just in one of their names. They've got the reverse mortgage. They pass away. Can the other spouse that's not on title but been married there and living 20 years there, can they still stay in the house?
No.
Okay.
No. And what we do whenever possible is we try to avoid that. We have both on the loan.
Okay.
Both are on the loan.
Then that they
and that
can't.
Cures it. So if one passes, the other one has the right of residency, and they can stay at that home as long as they like.
Because having both, you're not qualifying pretty much for this loan. You basically have to be 55 and above. But there's no income that you have to have. So putting somebody, because a lot of times the second person might not be put on the loan because of something. That's right. Not necessarily the case, correct?
Not exactly right, Kurt. The requirements are much less. Again, you have to be able to show that you have income, typically Social Security or pension or something of that nature. And at the end of the day, you have some money at the end of the day that you're not all spent. And you have to have some credit. You have to have established credit. You don't need to have an 800 FICO score.
Nope.
It's more to just to see what your debts are, to validate that.
So yeah, it's one of the few loans that are out there that FICO score doesn't give you a better rate.
Exactly.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their loan is designed strictly for the value of the house.
Yeah. Yep. We do have programs for those that do have higher credit that they could participate in. But in general, the credit score, it's more about, are you paying your bills, and what are they?
Yeah.
We just want to know what they are.
Sure. Again, Mike Genova is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, along with Kurt Rogers. The number is 720-895-0500 if you have some questions for Mike. I know he'd be glad to help you. So, as Kurt said, you've been doing this a long time, and so I want to build your experience in this. I mean, there's probably a scenario, not a scenario out there you haven't seen or discussed with people.
Well, every loan is different, mm-hmm. so I'm always prepared for a surprise. But I started doing this. My first reverse mortgage was in 2008.
Okay.
And it was an elderly woman who had one son who had accumulated some medical bills, approximately $50,000. And she wanted to help her son. So she thought about a reverse mortgage, and she found out about reverse mortgages through AARP,
okay,
which is encouraging because it's a third party that can offer information and encourage people to pursue it. So when she was thinking about the $50,000, she said, well, wait a minute, I've got another son, and it wouldn't be fair to give $50,000 to one without giving $50,000 to the other. So she was able to draw $100,000 from her home, and she gave $50,000 to each son.
Wow.
She didn't have to sell her home. She didn't have to sell any investment she had. Hmm. And if you remember, the market crashed in September of 2008. So she would have been in a tough situation had she not done the reverse mortgage. She may not have been able to sell
sure.
her investments.
Wow.
You talked earlier about the lady that had the $800,000 home. She had the extra cash to be able to pay off. If she didn't do that, you get a line of credit with it. So let's say you have enough to pay off your first mortgage, but there's an extra $100,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that $100,000 always just stay $100,000?
No.
What happens to that cash that you have available? What's it do for you?
That's a line of credit, Kurt, and that line of credit will grow the same as your rate or your loan will grow because the reverse mortgage is a growing loan. Okay, but the line of credit will also grow at the same time. So often what happens is one offsets the other. And if you throw in appreciation, property value appreciating, at the end of the day, I've seen situations where you're almost better off than you were when you started from a balance sheet standpoint. You have just as much equity as you started with because you have that. And that line of credit is always available to you.
For as long as you're alive.
As long as you're alive and as long as the money's there. If you have an emergency or unforeseen events, which happens, you don't have to question anybody. That money is available to you.
So
the line of credit's a nice feature.
If you want to, you know, fix up your house or make some modifications later, that $100,000 could grow to $140,000, $150,000, $100,000. It gives you extra money to do what you need.
Exactly.
Many people don't know that.
And what happens with seniors is they find a need to improve their home so they can stay in their home. They'll make it senior friendly. They put ramps in. They put handrails in. They put expand their showers, grab bars,
sure,
things of that nature that they aren't doing now that maybe they should be doing, but they're hesitant. They're afraid to use their finances because of the uncertainties.
Their Social Security doesn't have to pay for it.
No. That's right. Yeah. And it's very important, peace of mind.
Right. Closing minute here, but, you know, I think it's great to have someone like you as a specialist because it'd be different sitting across the table from a 35-year-old person talking to somebody. So when you've gone through things, you know, as we're all aging into this time period now where we are seniors, it's easier probably to relate to them and them to you, correct?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I enjoy working with people because I'm a senior and I can relate to them and I can better understand what their experiences are or what their needs are. And the other thing is most seniors want to do business face-to-face.
Sure.
We're not happy or willing to.
Looking at an iPad and talking to you.
Yeah, just doing it over the phone,
right,
and fill out this form online and all that. No, we do it face-to-face.
Right.
And I enjoy doing it that way.
Yeah.
And it's an opportunity for everybody to get to know each other.
Well, Mike, I know you've been helping a lot of people. Folks, hey, again, we're the first ones to tell you this loan isn't for everybody, but it may be the perfect thing for you. Absolutely no cost, no obligation. Just call Mike, set an appointment, and just see. Is it the thing for you? 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, thanks for setting this up today. We appreciate it.
NMLS 217-147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
He's well trained.
You were about ready to ask me that question.
I was just fixing to say, and your disclosure, sir. So he did that. Mike, thank you, sir.
Thank
we appreciate
you so
it. You've been listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Crancy, founder of E-Bike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Pedal assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Looking for great deals on hunting, fishing, camping, or shooting gear? Then make your next stop the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and listen, whether you're buying or selling, you'll find quality new and pre-owned outdoor gear for hunting, fishing, and camping at prices that you won't believe. From firearms and optics to fishing tackle, camping gear, and more, there's always something new to discover. Stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic and see why Colorado sportsmen keep coming back. Tell Billy Scott sent you, and you'll get the Sportsman of Colorado Radio discount on all hunting and fishing gear, excluding firearms. Colorado's largest consignment store for the outdoors. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where the outdoors begins and the adventure continues.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home. Qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season, too, with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pets stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
KLZ 560, your home station.
Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Watley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
And we'd like to welcome you to Medicare and More. My name is Scott Watley. We thank you for being with us. Sherpa123.com. Look, just write that down right now. I'm going to give you a second if you're not driving, okay? Write that down right now. Get signed up for one of the upcoming educational workshops this month, brought to you by Silver Sherpa. Their number, 303-865-5534. Jim Gary, the owner, joins us once again. Jim, good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. From the world headquarters Silver Sherpa Inc.
Yes, sir.
Right here in Colorado.
Right here. Can't beat this for a world headquarters, for sure.
And we're always quick to point out, too, you know, when we do these workshops, which we'll get to in a minute or two, we do them in a pretty big geographical area.
Yeah, you do.
We go as far south as Castle Rock, as far north as Arvada, Boulder area. Mm-hmm. So we're covering a lot of people in between. And we always tell people at the end of the workshop that our offices, our world headquarters, as you call it, is on 9200 East Mineral Avenue in Centennial, shadow of the IKEA building. That's our main office. However, we have branch offices all over the area. They're called your kitchen table.
Right.
So if you want us to come to you, we'll sit down at your kitchen table and help you make the right decision on your Medicare. Because some people, you know, we don't want there to be a barrier of, well, yeah, you're here tonight, you're in Arvada, we don't want to drive all the way down. No worries, no objection.
Sure.
We'll come to you. And we enjoy that because a lot of times we're sitting there in the living room and they bring something up. We need some documentation. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me go into my medical file and pull out that prescription so you can see how much it costs, that kind of thing. So when we say we're willing to come to you, we actually like to come to you because sometimes things come up unexpectedly that we need to have documentation of. And if you're in your home, it's always easier to dig it out.
Right. Does it shock you sometimes what you see on some of these prescription costs?
We always tell people at the workshops that when you transition to Medicare, you are going to find out that Medicare Part D is, I call it a ripoff. Consumers are getting ripped off when you're on Medicare drug coverage. Now, there have been improvements made over the last couple of years with negotiating, because I know one of the big complaints you heard about it, it really started with Trump's first term, Trump being the master negotiator, right?
Sure.
He would always say, can you believe that the government set up a prescription drug program? And by the way, Medicare didn't cover drugs until George W. Bush, 2006. But when he set up Part D coverage, he set it up so that the Part D, the manufacturers, Medicare wasn't allowed to negotiate with the manufacturers. whatever the manufacturer said a drug cost, that's what they got to charge Medicare recipients. And so it's been a ripoff since day one. It truly has. Mm. So the costs of drugs on Medicare, even for some generics,
right,
are just they're mind-boggling. So I'm glad you started with Part D coverage, because a couple of years ago, the Medicare, there's only five companies that offer Part D plans in Colorado. And if you're going on to Medicare, the only way to get drug coverage, unless you're a veteran, you can get it through the VA. But if you're just a traditional non-veteran trying to get drug coverage and you're transitioning to Medicare, the only way to do that is through Medicare Part D. And when you're on a Medicare Part D plan, there's only five companies that do it. United Healthcare, Humana, Aetna, Cigna recently rebranded, for those that don't know. They're now called HealthSpring.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe that? You have this company that's been around 200 years, and their executives get around the table and said, you know, Cigna, everyone's heard of that for 200 years. Let's change the name. What do you say, guys? So now they're called HealthSpring. So now when we talk to people about HealthSpring, I'm not going to go with the startup. No, it's Cigna, okay? Anyway, HealthSpring and a company called WellCare, WellCare. Those are the only five companies that offer Part D drug coverage. And they offer two plans each, approximately. There's 10 different plans. That's it. Now, if you get a Part C Medicare Advantage plan, most of the C plans have D coverage built into it. So okay. there's another way to get D coverage, but again, it's through Medicare, C and D. Okay, anyway, back to D. A couple of years ago, the Part D companies decided, we're done paying commissions to brokers. We're over it. So we don't want to pay them anymore. And so they don't want us signing people up for D coverage. So you can imagine when insurance companies, sort of like OPEC, a cartel, they're cartels. They're cartels controlling drug plans. When they get together and say they're not paying brokers, brokers respond by telling their customers, we're not helping you. Why are we going to help you get a Part D drug plan when we don't get paid to do it? So most brokers no longer help people with drug plans. And I knew instantly that was going to happen and that we wouldn't go down that path. We made a decision quickly that we don't care if we're getting paid for it or not. Our philosophy is this. If you trust us, we're helping you climb Mount Medicare.
Right.
If you trust us climbing up Mount Medicare, we're going to help you with every facet of that journey, whether we get paid on it or not. It sounds altruistic, but it's really not, and here's why. When we're making recommendations for healthcare coverage, we have to know your medications. And so it informs us about what the best way to go for you is on the healthcare side, number one. Number two, if we leave you to make your own decisions on the drug coverage, you could make a mistake that could cost you, and I'm not exaggerating, tens of thousands of dollars. If you're taking certain meds and you're on the wrong drug plan, that decision can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Now, I've had other brokers tell me, I've heard you say that before, Jim, on the radio, and you're exaggerating. It's impossible to spend tens of thousands of dollars on Medicare prescription drug coverage because there's a max out of pocket now. This year, it's $2,100. Which just underscores for me how ignorant other brokers are. And this broker, I said that broker, you're not helping people anymore with Part D, are you? He said, no, I don't have to. There's a max out of pocket at $2,100. I can sleep easy at night knowing that the most people are going to have to spend for their drugs is $2,100. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't tell him this. I said, well, good. You've made your decision. I've made mine. I'm helping. But what he didn't know, because he didn't take the time to educate himself, was the only way you're capped at $2,100 is if the drugs that you take are on the formulary of your plan. Each plan has a formulary, a list of drugs they cover.
Right.
And the only rule Medicare has for the drug company is you must cover at least two drugs in every therapeutic class of treatment. So if somebody has Parkinson's, you've got to have two Parkinson's drugs on your formulary. You don't have to have every Parkinson's drug on the market, just two. So what if you're a Parkinson's patient and you go to a broker who has decided, I'm not helping you with drug coverage because I don't get paid for it. And I'm going to do the lazy thing. I'm not going to educate myself. I'm going to just say to you, hey, Parkinson's drugs are expensive, which they are. No matter which drug you take, you're going to end up spending $2,100 and be capped out. So just take the cheapest Part D plan. And there's two plans that are zero a month. Mm-hmm. Get a $0 a month plan, pay $2,100 for your Parkinson's drugs, and you'll be a happy camper. Guess what? The Parkinson's drugs, some of the Parkinson's drugs are not listed on the $0 drug plan's formulary. So if you sign up for that $0 plan during open enrollment, annual enrollment, October 15th to December 7th, when you go to the pharmacy in January to get your Parkinson's drug, and they say to you, give us $12,000, no exaggeration, that's what some Parkinson's drugs cost for a one-month supply, and you say, oh, no, sorry, Mr. Pharmacist, you must have forgotten, Medicare has a max out-of-pocket of $2,100 for drugs. And the pharmacist says to you, well, that's only if the drug is on your formulary. The plan you're on doesn't list that drug on formulary, so you have to pay full price.
Wow.
So your $2,100 max just went to $12,000 a month times 8, just went to $96,000 because you had a broker who was unwilling to help you because they didn't make a commission on Part D drug coverage. It's a big deal. Don't be sold on. There's free plans and there's a max out of pocket. It matters getting professional help for your D drug coverage.
Mm-hmm. Do you get the question in your workshops where somebody may raise their hand and say, what if you're not on any medications?
Yes.
I don't want to get D.
Great. Yeah, great question. So first of all, Medicare does have a rule. It's not really a law because they can't enforce it. They can't enforce it legally, but they can enforce it financially. What is that regulation? That regulation is when you go off of your work coverage onto Medicare or you turn 65 and straight to Medicare, you have to sign up for Part D coverage. You have to get a Part D plan either on its own or through Part C. You have to get D coverage. If you don't, they're going to penalize you. It's called an LEP, late enrollment penalty. Here's how it works. If you don't get drug coverage through Medicare when you should, eventually a time will come when you're older and you, all of a sudden a doctor hits you with a big drug. It's expensive. You're like, now I need D. So it's age 72. You try to get a Part D plan and Medicare looks at you and says, where have you been since 65? And you say to Medicare, well, for the last 7 years, I haven't taken any meds, so I saved you the headache. I didn't sign up for a Part D plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for those 7 years, Medicare is going to say, guess what? 7 years is 84 months. You're now going to pay an 84% surcharge, 1% per month, for each month you went without Part D that you should have had it. And not just, it's not a seven-year penalty, it's a lifetime penalty. So you're going to pay an 84% surcharge on Part D for the rest of your life because you decided you were too smart to get a Part D plan. And oh, by the way, at least this is calendar year 2026. And for the last 4 years here in Colorado, there has been at least one $0 Part D plan on the market. So you could have gotten free Part D coverage and met your mandate. Wow. Instead, you're paying 84%. Surcharges the rest of your life. That's how they enforce you better get drug coverage.
Yeah. Wow, a lot to know.
Yeah.
You're listening to Medicare and More. Jim Gary is with us. He is the owner of Silver Sherpa. Once again, their number, 303-865-5534. To attend one of their educational workshops, all you have to do is go to Sherpa123.com, click on events there, find a library and location that is close for you or the timing works good for you, and please sign up. And Jim, what are some dates here for August?
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the calendar here. So we're breaking in a new library this month. So if you guys in and around Lone Tree, make us proud and fill the room up. Guess what? You might get a second one, but we're starting Lone Tree on the 22nd of August. It's a Saturday morning, 10:15 a.m. Now, the Lone Tree Library, that for those that don't know, it's referred to as Ridgegate, the general area. The big landmark, I would say, is the Super Target store. That's where the Lone Tree Library is. It's you can see the Target store from the Lone Tree Library in the Ridgegate area. I-25 in Lincoln is the nearest sort of cutoff there. 10:15 in the morning. It's Saturday. Now, the 24th, the following Monday, 4 o'clock, Coble Library, Holly and Orchard. 25th, Stanley Lake Library, way up north. The Stanley Lake Library is in Arvada, 4 p.m. on the 25th of August. The 27th of August is a Thursday evening, 4 p.m., Castle Rock Library. That's on Wilcox. And then on the 29th, Saturday morning, 9:30, the Columbine Library. Now, we're strategic at how we do the times. Let me just explain all the 4 o'clocks. So most brokers do them at 6. Mm-hmm. We experimented with 6, and we had some hit-and-miss crowds. The reason we like the 4 o'clock time, especially in the summer, is a lot of people like to sneak out a little early to get a barbecue started during the summer. So we don't want to interfere with your 6, 6:30, or 7 o'clock barbecue. So sneak out even earlier, okay, punch out a little early that day, come to the workshop at 4, we'll have you out of there in time for your barbecue, and you'll be able to talk about Medicare all during your barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. That's why we do it. Now, the weekends are obvious. You want to come out on the weekend, it's because you're not encumbered by work. You come out first thing in the morning, you learn all about Medicare. There's a bunch of like-minded people there. And again, these are all free educational workshops that you have to register for either by calling our office, 303-865-5534, or go straight to our website, Sherpa123.com, and that would be the events page. At the very bottom of the events page is a link that says current workshops. You click that link, find the date, you sign up, and we'd love to see you.
All right, good deal. All right, let's kind of work through your last half of the year, things you have upcoming. October 15th, you previously mentioned, and through December 7th is what?
It's called Annual Enrollment Period, AEP. And by the way, I always lose track of time. How are we? Where are we at?
We got about 13 minutes. We're
good. Okay, good. We're halfway. Okay, great. Okay, so AEP is called the Annual Enrollment Period for Medicare. Let me tell you what that means first. That means that anyone who's already on a Medicare Advantage plan, which is called Part C of Medicare, or a Medicare prescription drug plan, Part D of Medicare, anyone who has a C plan or D plan can change their plan during that 7-week period. Well, why would they want to change their plan? Well, because the last week in September each year, your Part C company or your Part D company that you're with is going to send you a proposal that says this is what we're doing to our plan January 1 of this upcoming year, in this case 2027. That proposal is called an ANOC, A-N-O-C.
Okay.
That stands for Annual Notice of Change. And it's a Medicare-required form, and it's exactly what it says. They notify you on a side-by-side spreadsheet. This is what your plan looks like this year, the cost of the plan, the deductible, the co-pays, and this is what it's going to be the upcoming year. So if you go across 26 to 27 and you like what you see, oh, the plan is still zero. There's no cost for the plan. Oh, my deductible is the same. Oh, my drugs are still covered. No reason to do anything. As long as they're offering you coverage next year, it auto-renews. But more than likely, especially if you're on a Part C plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to be looking at your prospectus for next year and saying, whoa, they never charged for the plan before. It's going from zero to $21 a month. Deductible? I never had a copay. So there might be shocking changes to your... And by the way, this is all hypothetical.
Sure.
The plans don't get released until very late in September. I don't have any insider knowledge other than to tell you there will probably be less attractive Medicare Advantage plans year over year next year.
Okay.
Because of the funding. There's less fund. There's not enough funding of the Medicare Advantage plans to compensate for two things, inflation and overutilization. So the inflation and overutilization is more than overcoming the little money additional that was thrown at the plan. So I believe most Medicare Advantage plans are going to be less attractive next year. When you get your ANOC, you're going to be like, ooh, I don't want this plan anymore. Well, that's what Sherpa's here for, to help all of our existing clients and any new clients that want to reach out to us do a side-by-side comparison of the other plans that are being offered in the market compared to the plan that you're on now that you don't like anymore. Now, when you reach out to us, we're not magicians. We're simply going to do an honest, thorough review of your existing plan, compare it to all of the plans that are being offered in the upcoming year, and tell you many cases, you know what? I get it. Your plan doesn't look as good. it's still the best plan for you.
Okay.
So thanks for reaching out to us, but just stay put. Look us up next year.
Right.
And we'll tell you that if we have to. Now, many times we say, you know what? You're right. Your plan did get worse. And while the other plans got a little worse too, there's still other plans we think are a better fit for you than the one you're on now. So let us compare them side by side. Here's two alternatives to your existing plan. Mm-hmm. Because we asked you for and you gave us a list of your doctors, your medications, your lifestyle habits. Do you travel a lot? Are you a snowbird? All those things that matter. We're able to tell you for a fact that these two plans that we're offering as alternatives are perfect lifestyle fits for you. So you don't have to worry about the networks or travel coverage or anything like that. We've worked out all those details. And if you like one of these two plans, we'll help you sign up for it. If you're our existing client, you'll remain our client. If we've never worked with you before, you'll become our client once we enroll you in that new
right.
plan. Yep. That's how the process works.
And man, what an advantage to have somebody just year after year that you know you're just going to look at stuff. We don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's huge to me.
You know, and that's one thing at the workshops that people say all the time, because we're very upfront about commissions. We tell people how the commissions work, the commission hustles, the scams that are going on. And one of the big concerns people have, and it's a very intelligent question if you think about it, because we always tell them what the first year commission is and why so many brokers are pushing Medicare Advantage plans, because they're much higher commission products than the supplements. So this year, 2026, the new to Medicare, if you're signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan for the first time, your broker, whether it's me or any other broker here in Colorado, your broker will make $694 commission that first year, $694. And they always ask the same thing, very good question. Is that your only commission or do you get renewal commissions throughout the years? The unspoken concern is, if that's your only commission, you're going to dump us at the end of the first year. So it's a very intelligent question. The answer is yes. If your brokers do get paid renewal commissions, if you remain with your broker. But if you don't like their service, if they don't reach out to you, if you're not getting good service from them and you go to a new broker, then the new broker takes over the commission.
Okay.
So if you want to fire your broker because you don't like their service, just know as soon as you sign up, you can't just go to a new broker and say, become my broker. You have to actually sign up for a new plan with that broker for them to truly become your broker.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they have to contact their previous broker?
No. Nope.
Once they sign with you, then that broker is automatically notified.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, here's the notification. It's not that they get a letter in the mail saying, oh, by the way, so-and-so just signed up with Silver Sherpa. It's they either get a charge back on their commission.
Okay.
Oops. We paid you $694. We're taking some of it back because your policy, you know, somebody he went somewhere else. Or you look for your renewal commission and it says you look for the person's name and you're
it's not there.
Where did Joe Smith go?
Right.
And you call Joe and Joe's like, oh yeah, sorry. And now you're calling me. Have a good day. Click.
What's reasonable to expect from your broker from service standpoint?
Well, I would say this. First of all, if they're not spending several hours with you when they first sign you up for a plan, they're cutting corners because there's a lot to learn about somebody the first time you get to know them. I would say the average investment for our clients the first time around, first enrollment, is 3 hours, sometimes four, depending on how many drugs they have, medications, and what their concerns are. But on an ongoing basis, your broker, when you reach out to them for whatever question you're asking them, if they don't get back to you within 24 hours, now my rule here internally is same business day, unless it's obviously 4:30 in the afternoon.
Sure.
And we even might do it then, but I'm just saying generally within 24 hours, if you're hearing back from your broker 2, 3, 4 days later, then they're either too busy or they're too busy playing golf. One or the other.
Right.
Okay, too busy with our clients or too busy playing golf. So you should expect some really quick turnaround time. Number two, although you're truly engaging them to help you get a Medicare Advantage supplement, drug plan, a Medicare, an insurance product, okay? And it might end up being Medicare and more, M-O-R-E, more. Mm-hmm. It could be an annuity. It could be long-term care, dental, vision. There's many, many insurance policies we can help you get. So although, yes, that's what you're engaging them for, to help you select the best plan, the most suitable plan, the most affordable plan, all of those things, you also have a right to expect them to do things they don't get paid commissions on. And this is what fries me about so many brokers, is that they will tell people, for example, that are being impacted by the IRMAA, the IRMA income surcharge. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, quickly, in two sentences or less, Medicare is not a flat amount. When you go on to Medicare, you'll pay the government $202.90 per month or more, possibly a lot more. They base it on your tax return from 2 years ago. So sometimes people have a right to appeal, file an appeal for their IRMA, I-R-M-A-A, income-related monthly adjustment amount.
Right.
And there's a couple of ways we can do that for you. Now, technically, the form you fill out is your responsibility, you, the Medicare beneficiary.
Okay.
Okay? It's not our job. It's paperwork that Medicare is making you fill out. But we tell our clients, do not fill it out yourself. You have to fill it out within 60 days. And if you get it wrong, you're going to lose your appeal. We will do that for you. And we can take 20 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes, walking people through how to fill the form out. It's a four-page form, line by line by line, what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and then where to turn it into or how to fax it in. So anyway, I believe you. I know some brokers are going to argue and say, no, that's not our job, Jim. We're not government employees. Have them go to Social Security and Medicare. Have you ever tried to get an answer? I apologize to the government employees listening. Have you ever tried to get a straight answer, a consistent answer, the same answer from two different government employees? I have. I don't trust the system.
Right.
So anyway, the one that's listening to the program right now, the government employee, is the good one, given the right answer. It's the other one that's not listening that we don't trust. Right, Scott?
Right.
Okay, cool. But that's if there's government forms. We're very skilled on filling out those government forms. I've mentioned one on the show before, the one that proves employer coverage. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you how to have the employer fill it out. And when the employer does fill it out, you're going to send it to us. We're going to proof it to make sure it is accurate so that Medicare accepts it when it eventually gets turned in. So you have a right to expect that.
Right.
And throughout the year, if anything major happens to the Medicare system or your coverage, you should expect to hear from your broker throughout the year.
All right.
Not a lot, but
sure.
And you should expect to at least get something by email or by regular mail. Open your mailbox once a month is my feeling.
Okay.
There's got to be a touch point at least once a month.
Yep. Hey, give them a call. Sign up for one of the workshops. I really want to really just get you to do that. Folks, look, they're free of charge. All the services with Medicare that Jim offers is free of charge to you. All right. As Jim has clearly stated, they get paid from the insurance companies. This is a no-brainer. All right. I know we've used idiot proof. I know we used no-brainer. So I'm telling you, look, this should be very simple for you. If you listen to this show 5 minutes today, you can see Jim knows what he's talking about. And don't leave this to chance. Don't make a mistake on this. It can be very, very expensive, as Jim clearly stated earlier. So once again, the number 303-865-5534 to sign up for one of the workshops. Simply go to Sherpa123.com, click on events there, and find a location and time that works for you and get signed up. And once again, Jim can help you with a few other things. And maybe next week we'll touch on a few more of the more things in our show, Medicare and more, that Jim can help you with as well. So, Jim, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott.
And look forward to our show next week. Thanks for being with us today for Medicare and More.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.